man. Sit right down. Keep your hands up. Keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? It is a fantastic day today.
Is it?
It truly is. Today,
it's a glorious day
today
outside.
Today is an absolute outstanding day, and you want to know why?
Why?
I'm going to tell you why. The UFC has been on since about 10 a.m. It's because fantastic.
The Dubai.
They are in Dubai.
Fight Island.
We'll talk about some of the fights that's already gone down. We'll talk about the Chiesa-Neil Magny fight that's coming up within the next hour or so, yeah. Hour and a half. Again, continuing to make today a fantastic MMA day. A lot of things to talk about. A lot of things I need to vent about. A lot of things I need to get off my chest. I don't know where to start.
Well, start with the fact that you have a new president.
Screw that. I'm going to talk about crap. I'm talking about having a good day, and a good day is MMA is on. I have to vent about something that happened MMA-wise last week.
Okay, what happened last week?
Talk me off the ledge. Now, not that you can't, because if you're up, if I'm on a ledge getting ready to jump and you come up to help, I'm pushing you off.
Just telling fair
you.
Enough.
I'm just telling you.
Fair problem. Enough.
I have a problem. And if you're listening and you want to tweet to me, if you want to hit me up on Facebook, I have a problem anytime you get fight of the night. It doesn't matter that you're making $50,000 extra dollars.
Okay.
I don't care about that.
You don't care about the money.
But that's part of being fight of the night. How do you get fight of the night for getting the crap kicked out of you for 25 minutes?
Well, it takes two to tango.
No, it doesn't. No.
It does. It takes two to tango.
They gave
the crowd
Qatar. I'm just riled. He got paid $50,000. He is on fight of the night because he stayed alive for 25 minutes.
But it's entertainment. It's the value
was
that
it
they brought.
Yeah,
of course,
it was entertaining to watch a guy get the snot kicked out of him.
You know what? To see the durability, to like see the grit, the toughness, the warrior spirit. Yeah. Yeah, that's the fight of the night. You say all the time, if the fight's in the Hall of Fame, but like the fighter might not be.
Right.
Same thing. I mean, if the fight is a fight of the night, both participants should get equal pay.
But I disagree.
Were you entertained? Did you watch it?
Oh, I watched it.
And you got to see Max Holloway.
Hold on. Was it entertaining? I don't know if it was entertaining to watch a guy. Was he ever in the fight? From the time they did the Rocky Balboa ding, 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 he was never in the fight.
Well, in that fight, Max Holloway versus Calvin Cater. Max Holloway, there was 578 combined significant strikes.
How many?
578 combined.
I'm going to say 562 of them were from Max Holloway.
But number two on the all-time list is Max Holloway versus Brian Ortega. 400 combined significant strikes. And number three on the list, Max Holloway versus Dustin Poirier, 359. So that means Max Holloway has the three highest combined significant strikes in UFC history.
Yes, he does.
So where do you put that guy on the list of the GOATs?
Well, again, and he had been in that until he lost. A lot of people thought that he won the rematch. But again, we'll get to all that. We will, I promise, because I'm riled. I did not watch every fight on that card. I'm going to say that up front.
Okay, sure.
I don't remember any other fight on that card.
Okay.
I mean, I vaguely remember the co-main event. Vaguely. I still would have given any other fight that I didn't watch fight of the night. Max Holloway deserved performance of the night.
For sure. No question.
But I don't know how you call fight of the night a fight that really wasn't a fight. It wasn't a fight.
So one-sided beating.
It was an ass whooping. And that's what it was. And you rewarded...
The guy to
for
get,
surviving, for not dying.
Is there a strategy behind it? Is there a reason that they did that so that other fighters will stay in the fight and not tap out or not quit or not give up. And
no idea. It's Dana's world. Dana chooses, and Dana is allowed to do that. Dana can do, just like you can say what your favorite pizza, what your pizza specials are until Tuesday, by the way. I can't wait for Tuesday.
What's Tuesday?
Should I really say it on the air?
Yeah.
I'm going to a private event.
Okay.
To a brand new pizzeria in town.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I want to go.
I'll think about it.
Is it out at the beach?
No. It's in Tampa.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's by my house.
We'll talk about it.
Let's go. How can you not take the pizza man?
Oh, yeah, easily, because you'll embarrass me.
No way. I'm coming with...
No, you'll embarrass me.
No, I'm the face of the industry. I'm the voice of the pizza industry. You have to take me.
A, you're embarrassing.
No.
And you will embarrass me.
No way.
At this brand new pizzeria that's being opened in Tampa.
Well, let's go.
I am going.
I'll drive.
I am going.
We'll bring the greatest piece of workout equipment ever to them.
Doubtful.
It's on the back of the Jeep.
No, doubtful that I'm going to take you.
Well, I'll meet you there.
Well, I don't
just
know.
Just pin me the directions. Just send me a link.
I may call what is left of the Tampa PD and have them there to escort you out. That's what I'm leaning towards doing.
What's wrong with the rest of Tampa PD? Where'd they go?
Retiring.
Oh, are they?
Walking, leaving, going bye-bye.
Oh.
But I'm just saying. So that's going to be next Tuesday. We're going to have one of the owners here in your pizzeria.
Nice.
To talk about their pizzeria.
Does he want to buy this one?
No.
No, he can expand. Day one. Grand opening of 2 days in a row. Wednesday, he can open this one.
So back to my original venting. To me, fight of the night, and I didn't take the time, and we don't take the time to do these types of things. A 29-28 is, to me, fight of the night. Not a 50-42.
If it was equally as entertaining.
But again, what is entertaining? You know,
don't you want to see the
movie Gladiator, where people were dying, is entertainment to some people, right?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know if it's entertaining to watch a guy get, gouged. But that's what this was. Yeah, big ups. I'm not ripping him.
But isn't it like watching the greatest NFL team play the worst and they run up the score? Yeah, isn't there some excitement in the just seeing how dominant of a performance can be displayed? Like watching a guy like Max Holloway just put on a clinic.
Performance of the night.
Right.
He was 1,000. Double him. Give him double.
But what if Cater hits that one button and after taking a beating for five rounds, hit him with a 1 second elbow like the Yair Rodriguez fight with the Korean Zombie, and all of a sudden after 24 minutes and 99 seconds, do you get a knockout? That's why you watch the sport. That's why we're fans of the sport. That's why.
I was going to say if my dad had breasts, he'd be my mom. But in today's world, that's not the case. It's automatic.
What?
What do you mean what? If?
What did you just say?
What do you mean if? If what? What?
If what is wrong with you? What did you say? If your dad had breasts, he'd be your mom?
Yeah. That was the old saying back in the day.
But, I'm offended.
But in today's world.
I'm offended for the breastless man out there.
In today's world, there's a lot of men that have breasts that are your mom. So I get it.
I don't know what to say.
Exactly.
Why does that have to do anything with the
clinic? You said if. You said if he threw an elbow. If chicken and nuts were candy and blah, blah, blah.
But we watched the 1 second knockout of the Korean Zombie.
I understand that.
When Yair Rodriguez at the 25th anniversary threw an elbow.
Matt, I understand that, but it didn't happen. He got his ass kicked.
But you don't know that till the final bell rings. That's why you're engaged. And that's why it should be fight of the night, because you stayed engaged for 25 minutes.
Hold on a second. If Dana would have given the fight of the night beforehand, because he anticipated the flying elbow with 1 second left after 24 minutes and 59 seconds of ass whooping. He didn't. It was given after the fight to a fighter that from second one, he never. Max Holloway was talking to the commentators, looking at the commentators and brushing off punches. Did you see that?
I saw that.
Performance of the night. If you want to even give him half fight of the night. Your half of the fight was fight of the night.
Well, can I just clear?
No, not yet.
Can I just clear the record?
You didn't watch.
Unfortunately, I agree with you. Oh, but I had to get you fired up for something. You can't always agree.
Oh, believe me, I've got a list of things that I'm fired up about.
But yes, Qatar or Cater. He did not deserve.
What is he, the Boston Cartel?
He did not deserve extra bonus for that performance. It was not worthy of a performance. He shouldn't have got paid extra for it. I agree with you 100%.
Oh, my God.
But just to create some controversy,
no,
I had to bring it up.
I disagree
with
you.
Keep you fired up.
No. You've got to go with what you believe.
Well, Max Holloway definitely deserves performance tonight.
Absolutely.
And if it is fight night, he should have got both bonuses.
I agree.
Period.
I just don't think you give a fight of the night to the guy for surviving. And there was times they could have stopped the fight. And when they went to stop the fight, you could see it was close, and he threw punches. Big ups to him. I mean, he has a heart of Mars. You know, he has the will. It was not fight of the night, in my opinion, in a lot of people's opinion. And it bothered me. But whatever.
I agree with you.
I'm
with you right now.
It definitely is what it is. All right. The second thing I need to get off my chest.
Yes.
A, it's ironic that a Cleveland Brown fumble at the 1 yard line again does end the Cleveland Browns. Many years ago, it happened with Ernest Biner. It happened again over the weekend. The problem is, explain this to me. I don't know why I'm asking you because, oh, my God. Asking you to explain anything is wrong.
Perfect.
This is a multi-billion dollar company.
Yes.
Okay. And, again, to have a team – and now we can't necessarily say, and I'm going to say this up front – that play cost the Cleveland Browns the game.
Sure. They had 60 minutes to execute many plays.
But it was a, 10-point swing? Instead of getting 7, they gave up 3.
Mm-hmm.
It's a multi-billion dollar business. And you can't go to instant replay to see that was targeting, that he led with his head, which in today's NFL – is a penalty.
Right.
I'm not saying it should be. I want old school. I want fight of the night. I want see if he survives getting speared. See if he survives head-to-head contact. But that's not the rule anymore. Because they couldn't go to instant replay and see why the fumble was caused due to an illegal hit, it potentially cost the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
I liked it better when you disagreed.
No, but that's the problem. That's the problem with the NFL. I mean, they're taking away all the grit and the brute strength and the warrior spirit. Like, you know, there used to be fear and anxiety to come across the middle.
Run across the middle with John Lynch there.
You don't.
You didn't.
Because, and if you did, you dropped the ball because you were so afraid of getting hit in midair.
I'm not okay, but I am okay with follow the rule. Like, there's something happened, I don't know if it was over the weekend or whether it was during the national championship game. People hated the call. I said, the call was right. The rule stinks.
Right.
The call was absolutely right.
Sure.
I'm okay with, if you want to protect the players, I know a lot of players. Jerry Wunsch, first one coming to mind. He can hardly walk.
Right.
From the beating that he took, and it was by his own accord, this was the decisions he made. But if you want to change rules to protect the players, then you need to protect them.
They should just play other sports.
No. If
you don't want to get hit playing football, you should play volleyball.
Well, volleyball is pretty, you know, strenuous.
Or badminton.
Staying out there in the sun that long?
Tom Brady, the newest tennis star.
He probably could. All right, let's talk a little time. Well, you know what? Let's hit a break.
You got it.
I promise I will not settle down. I will be just as riled when we return because there's a couple other things we still need to talk about. Goat status on something that I saw.
I saw two goats on Friday.
No, you saw the goat.
Both. They were together.
No,
they were grazing at the same place.
You can't have two goats.
I should have told him that he was the reason you got your phone back. And we'll tell that story after this break.
You should have told him. That would have been cool. All right, let's hit a break. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza. Going to a real pizzeria next Tuesday. I can't wait. Today, I'm hanging out at Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. What did I tell you about a new sponsor as well?
Ooh,
we'll
do that. Yeah.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is the Amazing Jonathan. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, face demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 Fifth Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it, from hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 Fifth Avenue South in St. Pete.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
I'm surprised you haven't signed up with Steve Linnea yet.
To be the limo driver?
Well, no, to be the roadie.
I want to be Lloyd Christmas. I want to, like, do the...
I don't know what that means.
What?
What's that?
Like Dumb and Dumber, the movie where he opens the movie.
Never saw it.
He's a chauffeur. He climbs in the back seat and he like rolls the window down and he pretends that he's the client. And then his name's Lloyd Christmas. And then he goes back to the front seat at the airport to drive off. it's pretty epic.
Never seen it.
Gonna love it.
No,
we're gonna watch it movie night.
I doubt
you and me right here. Popcorn.
I doubt it.
Pizza. We'll have the new pizza place bring some good stuff.
Yeah.
I can't wait to meet this guy. Maybe he'll buy my restaurant.
You're not going.
Then you and I can travel the world together in the Jeep Gladiator, changing lives and working out at MMA gyms and just you and me together forever.
Well, first, that's not going to happen.
We'll be Bonnie and Clyde.
No, I'm going to pass on that. And you're
peanut and butter.
You're not going on Tuesday. I'll have a slice delivered.
Cool and Aid. We're like, we belong together, Andy.
Corona
Harris.
And virus. Yeah. I got you.
Speaking of coronavirus, the Australian Open, two players for the tennis tournament tested positive for the COVID.
They touched the ball, and that's how it got sent back and forth.
Because I don't know who was touching balls, but I just know. I mean, usually you should wash your hands before you touch balls, from what I understand.
WWE made a big announcement.
Yes.
WrestleMania scheduled to be in that country better known as California. And because they don't allow fans, events, human beings, and correct rights, it's been moved from California to Ray J.
Ray J, WrestleMania. It deserves to be here because WrestleMania should have been here last year to usher in the greatest wrestler of all time, the one and only Hulk Hogan in his hometown. Should have done it right here last year, but the coronavirus stole that thunder from him.
Toolbag, just because you're one of the hammers in Hulk Hogan's toolbox, I get it, but it doesn't make sense that they had to have canceled it. Now, take to the bank that if California allowed fans, if California, they may not have moved it. It did make sense to move it from a state that's not allowing fans.
Sure.
First. Second, because the WWE is now based, yeah, they're still in Stamford, Connecticut. That's where the corporate office is. But they're based down there at Tropicana Field.
Yeah, they're performing live in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Whatever it's called.
Tropicana.
No, the Dome. What do they call it?
Oh, the Terror Dome?
Well, I don't know.
Thunderdome?
I think it's Thunderdome.
Thunderdome.
So they don't have to go far. It makes sense. That'll be April. There'll be tickets available. But you know what those tickets are going to go for?
$7 million.
Do you know how much tickets are going for the Super Bowl right now?
No.
And it's going to go for more. They're roughly $12,000
to $15,000. Wow. For a pair?
For one ticket.
Wow.
For
what?
Yeah. Typically, well, let's be honest. Typically, in years past, scalpers buy the tickets from people that have the tickets, and you can imagine what people I'm talking about, for, you know, $6,000.
Wow.
And then they're sold for more.
Wow.
Now that it's going to be a third of the audience, you know what those tickets are going to go for? If Buffalo makes the Super Bowl, if Green Bay makes the Super Bowl,
yeah,
you know what tickets are going to go for?
Like Rodgers versus Brady in the Super Bowl?
Well, Ricky Ricardo.
I guess they
that
can't.
That can't happen.
Because they're going to play each other next week.
Yep. Well, this week. This Sunday.
Oh, yeah, this Sunday.
Big game. Bucks 3-point underdogs.
The Battle of the Bays.
Like the old days.
Like the Oakland, like the A's and the Raiders, or what was the team? What was it? There was a Battle of the Bay somewhere before, right? Well,
San Francisco
versus Oakland.
Oakland. It's right across the bay, right?
So the Battle of the Bays.
Tampa used to play, obviously, you know, against Green Bay twice a year. It was a big matter of fact. I always said the only game I would ever pay for is a Tampa Bay Green Bay game. Warren Sapp on one side, Brett Favre and Nugent on the other. That's the only thing I would have ever picked.
Call him Farfanugan.
I always have.
Can't call him Farfanugan. That's so disrespectful.
Why?
The Farfanugan.
I don't know what like a Farfanugan is.
It's a German car, I think.
I don't know. I've always called him that.
Farfanugan.
Big Brett Favre. I love Brett Favre. I think it's awesome. And that's what I would always have picked for back in the day. But I got to go for free, so it was cool. That'll happen this Sunday. Basically a pick'em game. It's a 3-point spread.
Okay.
Green Bay giving 3 points, and you get 3 points for playing at home.
Oh.
So if this game was in the Super Bowl, if this was on a neutral field, it would be a pick'em game.
So the winner of this game goes to the Super Bowl?
You are a genius.
Wow.
You figured that out all by yourself.
So there's no advantage in the point spread. What if they tie? Do they both go?
They can't tie. That's what they ought to do. Maybe you. We
if
ought
you
to,
tie, then you both go to the Super Bowl.
No, you form one team.
That's pretty good.
So half of the Bucks would get cut, and half of the Packers.
Well, now we're back to the UFC fight of the night, right? Which ones get paid the bonus for participating?
Well, that's
which
what
ones...
I'm saying. You get rid of some, and you bring in others. And how would you like to be Tom Brady's your starting quarterback, and Aaron Rodgers is going to come in on third downs?
Yeah,
kind of like what Jameis Winston did.
Yeah,
did you see that?
Yeah, that was a great play.
I have never wanted to punch people in the face as badly. Well, that's not true. I have a contractor I'm dealing with. But other than that, fans that were livid at the New Orleans Saints, at Sean Payton, and at Jameis Winston.
For executing that play,
that it was Bush League. And that then they went after, you know, where one of the Bucks got hurt and they put another DB in. And that I'm like, you are a complete buffoon. The object's to win the game. If somebody is hurt, you do go after that corner.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, no, you have to beat them at their best.
Right.
You are a complete donkey. This guy was so livid that Winston threw that touchdown pass.
Yeah.
Stop it.
So after the game, that was probably Drew Brees' final game as an NFL quarterback?
Probably.
Yeah.
Did you hear what was said?
No, but I heard what they did after the game that I thought was pretty cool.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
So, Tom Brady and Drew Brees and his family are down there on the field.
After the game.
After the game.
In regular clothes, already showered, already done with press conferences. The game's over.
Now, this is alleged because I really couldn't hear it very well, but you could hear them talking.
Okay.
Tom Brady then throws a pass to one of Breeze's kids.
A touchdown pass.
A touchdown pass in the end zone. And I believe Tom Brady said, maybe you should have been catching in the end zone.
Oh.
Rip it on wow. the receivers.
Wow.
The second best thing that I saw all weekend was when Tom Brady scored the touchdown and he went to high-five the referee.
Yeah, the referee just snubbed him.
Well, he has to.
He doesn't have to. That's the goat. You touch the goat when the goat reaches out to touch.
No.
You touch a goat.
No. I don't touch a goat at any time.
I touched a goat on Friday night.
You and Rick hugged?
No, Rick was kind of like in a hurry. He didn't really want to talk to nobody.
Well, that's the goat.
But Terry hung out.
There can only be one goat.
I'm telling you, Terry's the goat. Hulk Hogan is the goat of all goats.
In what?
Of all things.
I could say some things that would get me in
marketing,
a lot of trouble.
Marketing, don't say it. Don't be mean.
I could get in a lot of
but
trouble.
But you just...
I didn't.
That's my boy.
That's your dog. I understand. I
he would
it.
Be on, as far as Mount Rushmore's go, he would be on the Mount Rushmore of Mount Rushmore's.
No, he wouldn't.
He's a super goat.
No, he's not. First of all.
What's above a goat?
First of all, it's difficult to call him the super goat when there's numerous people in a scripted activity that could be considered a goat. Okay? I'm not dogging on Terry. Terry is elite. Terry is A+. But to say Terry is over Ric Flair is not true. I'll call him equal. I'll break down. I've said Ric Flair is the GOAT. But if you want to say equals, but there can only be greatest of all time means greatest of all time. So if there's more than one that is an A+, and we can, seriously, how many wrestlers could you name legitimately that could go on Mount Rushmore? 20?
A lot.
20?
Yeah. A lot.
So if you're going to say the GOAT of amateurs move.
Amateur. Lack of professionalism. It's okay.
My mom just got out of the hospital.
Aww.
And I'm waiting. You know, if I get a phone call, I need to hear it. I can't hear the beep. If you're going to do a Mount Rushmore of Mount Rushmore, it can only be, in my opinion, GOATs that are a definite GOAT. Okay?
Okay.
Michael Phelps is the GOAT.
Of
whatever you want to call it. Swimming or Olympics. I don't care which you want to go.
I mean, was he better than Caitlyn Jenner?
Well, seeing that Caitlyn Jenner's never been in the Olympics.
Well, formerly Bruce Jenner, the world's greatest athlete.
At the time.
The decathlon winner. Isn't that the hardest sport in all of sports?
Allegedly.
So, like, he was the man. Like, he was Mr. Wheaties Box before Sergio Pettis was Wheaties Box.
You know they got sued for that.
What?
You know that, right?
Who did?
So, he did the Wheaties commercial after he won the Olympic gold medal. And he got sued. His family got sued. I believe it was his mom got sued. And she had to find a picture of the artist formerly known as Bruce Jenner eating Wheaties. Because he said, I got big and strong by eating my Wheaties.
Oh.
Well, somebody sued that said, you didn't really eat Wheaties. You're lying.
No way.
They had to prove.
What?
That.
Yes, they called him out on that?
They called him out on
as that. An endorsement, you can't.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. And luckily, she was able to find a picture.
Holy crap.
That did prove.
I didn't know that was like a thing.
Oh, of course.
So if you're like, I drink milk to make a body strong.
And
like,
you've never had milk.
Right.
Wow. Right? It would kind of be like, and I have turned it down. It would kind of be like me endorsing Pepsi.
Oh, yeah, you don't drink it.
I don't drink it. I won't drink
you
it.
You are like that.
But I will have a Diet Coke.
You will. Because like when we go to restaurants on the road at UFC events, they're like, oh, can I get a Diet Coke? Is Pepsi okay? And you're like, no. And they're like so taken back. Like usually everybody's like, yeah, it's fine. Just bring me a whatever. But you're always like, no. And adamant. And then you're like, where's the closest convenience store? And then you leave and go and buy your own soda and bring it back into their restaurant.
It's all true.
I wonder if your pizza guy from next Tuesday is going to have Coke or Pepsi.
You know what? I'll text him.
That guy will be the most hated man. If he has Pepsi, you're never going.
No, I'll bring a soda in. I'll put it in my –
You won't even go, just a principle. You'd be like, you know what? I don't want to deal with a Pepsi guy.
Well, if it's good pizza, which I'm hoping it is because I've had bad pizza for a long time now.
Me too.
If it's good pizza, I'll slide a Diet Coke in, but I will text him right now.
I'm back on a pizza diet, so I could use a close place by my house. Is it by me?
No. No.
Is it downtown?
Nope. I don't even want you to know where it is.
No, I need to know where it is.
Because you'll embarrass the pizza industry.
No way.
Barstool guy.
Absolutely.
Who you will and me, and we can't have that. All right. When we come back, we'll talk more about goats. I'm cool talking about goats. And then there was something on Twitter that really burned me.
Ooh. Like,
I've been burned for 35 minutes now. I got to chill.
Yeah, you are kind of heated today.
I'm going to have a heart attack.
Are you okay?
No.
Are you still banned on Twitter, or are you back like the president?
No, I got it. The email stating that if I continue, I'll be banned.
The former president, Donald Trump. I forgot. He's no longer your president.
He's no longer my president.
Nor my president.
he's no longer anyone's president.
That's true.
But today is a great day because the UFC is still on ESPN, and it's free, and it's fantastic.
It is.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Chris Sims from the Tampa Bay Bucks, and you're talking with Randy Harris, baby.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Brady Quinn, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Freeze frame!
All right, we are back coming to you live. Affiliates all over the place. The Tantalk Radio Network, WTAN, 1340 AM, 1350, 1400, 106.1. Also, the Bubba Radio Network, MMA Weekly, adding a couple more things. Got a couple things in the works, too.
1786.
It was a good year.
That's the year you were born.
No.
Is that when you started your radio career?
That's when I graduated kindergarten.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's when I graduated kindergarten.
Love it.
So somebody put this up about the GOAT status of MMA.
Yes.
The GOAT status, let's even be more specific, of the UFC.
Okay.
It's a picture of Habib wrestling a bear.
Okay.
And a picture of John Jones shooting a boar out of a helicopter.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Okay. And said, now how...
One shot, one kill.
Is there even any question as to which one is the GOAT?
Ooh.
Why does what somebody is doing outside of the sport that you're calling them the GOAT of, it has nothing to do with... You're not saying he's the greatest person of all time.
Right.
You're saying in this particular case, he's the greatest mixed martial artist, or he is the greatest UFC fighter of all time.
Right.
Whether one can wrestle a bear or another guy can, and in my opinion, I'm not fond of, you know, killing a boar out of a helicopter. It's kind of BS. But it doesn't mean he's not the GOAT, the greatest MMA fighter or the greatest UFC fighter of all time.
Okay.
So comparing the two, you don't have to be a perfect individual.
Well.
Or we wouldn't be watching this Saturday.
Well, but I think that John Jones answered that question after Khabib finished his career and submitted Gaethje, and then all the fans started saying that he was the GOAT. I think John Jones came on and said, really, guys? Really? The GOAT? He's like, he's only fought top-level guys for, like, the last couple fights. He's like, he's only won 4 world championships to my 15. He's like, could you imagine me fighting the number 10 guy? He's like, come on. She's like, are you guys are serious? He's like, I love you, but you're crazy. And I think that, I mean, there's no question John Jones' resume speaks for itself.
Absolutely. You know, and I've said that I'm close.
Only GSP would have to come out of retirement.
Amanda.
GSP.
Amanda.
2 fights.
Amanda.
GSP would have to.
Amanda.
He would have to.
Amanda.
Amanda Nunes.
Amanda Nunes.
Is what? The GOAT? Second GOAT?
I believe she's in the conversation. I believe she's in the conversation. And when John Jones fights at heavyweight.
You got to put Cejudo in there then.
I could do that.
Triple champ.
I can put him in that.
Bend the knee, triple C.
The thing that John Jones has over everyone, and that's why I was starting to say until you rudely interrupted me, until John Jones goes to the heavyweight and loses a fight, I don't think there is no equal. When John Jones goes up and whoever he loses to, then that kind of opens it up a little bit. Because right now, John Jones, for most people, is undefeated. Yes, he lost to Matt Hamill. But it was a disqualification.
But I have to ask a question.
Do I have to answer it?
You do, because you're the expert.
I'm far from an expert.
So why do people perceive that only the heavyweight title is the only one that matters when it comes to, like, greatest of all time or best record? Like, because Demetrius Johnson, like, pound for pound, Mighty Mouse, could have a stake or an argument of being the greatest of all time.
He could be in the conversation.
Right? I mean, for his dominance for so long, 12 title defenses.
I think, and I'm going to get in trouble for this, but I think the comment is, chicks love the heavyweights. You know, or, you know, and the thing is...
You can say that in a Democratic nation, I guess. Not.
No, I was talking about the Dixie Chicks. You know, the three singers. Right.
What's politically correct these days? I don't even know.
I don't even care. But everybody loves everybody loves the heavyweights, you know, the light heavyweights and the lighter divisions normally do get, you know, thrown to the side. Demetrius Johnson, I believe, is in the conversation. There's no doubt. But until John Jones loses a fight, and I know Habib is undefeated as well, he did not beat the same
caliber
start to finish caliber. And that's why I was one of the first people in the world that moved John Jones over Anderson Silva because of who he was beating at the time.
Sure. Well, because Jones, every time he fights, is fighting the number one contender.
He's fighting for the title.
Number one contender in the world, Reyes, and I mean, all of them, one after another after another.
That guy Cormier.
Yeah, that guy twice.
You know, let's be honest. If Daniel Cormier didn't fight John Jones twice,
he would be in the conversation.
He would be in the conversation.
Dominant, like, you know, just, yeah.
No, 1,000%. But that's why I have John Jones where I have John Jones. So he is at the top for that reason. Amanda Nunes is close, but when you have a defeat somewhere, and John doesn't, other than a disqualification.
Right, he beat the guy so bad. Because if there are no rules like it used to be.
Well, if this would have been, if John Jones fought Matt Hamill and the same thing happened, he'd be fight of the night. according to what happened last Saturday. That's all I'm saying.
They both would have got paid.
That's all I'm
saying. But going back to that, the reason you watch all the way to the end is what Anderson Silva and Chael Sonnen did. Chael Sonnen was dominating for five rounds. Anderson slipped a triangle choke and won the fight in the fifth round. I mean, look at the Black Beast. Derek Lewis, with 10 seconds left, knocks out Volkov.
I don't think any person watched that fight thinking that he could do that. It just happened.
But that's why you watch.
As you're watching Chael Sonnen dominate Anderson Silva, there was some of us. I mean, we kind of, sooner or later, he's going to do something. I'm not saying that he was going to pull out the victory. But I expected Anderson Silva to do something.
Because he was so dominant.
Did you ever think in the 3.5 hours that you're talking about that fight and then the 25 minutes of the fight, did you ever think that he was going to win that fight?
No.
I think Max Holloway could have slipped on the Chael Sonnen banana peel, pinned himself, tapped himself out, and he still would have won that fight.
Speaking of Derek Lewis, so I have the MMA bobblehead hanging from my rearview mirror in my Gladiator. And so this weekend I had a group of guests in my car, and they're like, why do you have a black guy hanging from your rearview mirror? And I'm like, it's the MMA bobblehead. It's the Christmas ornament. I was like, plus, it's the best anti-theft deterrent. Because anybody that's going to break in my truck, they're like, you know what? The guy's an MMA fan. He probably knows some stuff. And so I replayed the clip of the interview of Joe Rogan interviewing Derek Lewis after he took his shorts off, after he won the UFC fight. And he goes, Derek, why'd you take your pants off? He goes, my balls were hot. And then Joe's Rogan, his timing was epic. And he said, he paused and he goes, I understand.
If we can cut that up, because I want to use that from now on, because I expected you to say something entirely different.
What?
You being I have to be politically correct.
The comedic relief?
The juvenile delinquent that you are.
Okay. I'm not a juvenile. I'm an adult delinquent.
No, you're a juvenile delinquent. I expected you to say that it is a beautiful security deterrent.
It is.
Because somebody would walk by and think, this is owned by an MMA fighter. But no, you went MMA fan. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I'm a fan.
Yeah, you're a fan.
I'm a bigger fan now than I ever was.
You're a bigger toolbox than you've ever been.
No, but I'm a fan. I love the sport. I love the precision. I love the skill. I do. I really enjoy the fights.
What portion of the Max Holloway fight did you enjoy? You can't tell me that you enjoyed anything from the other side, from the left
side.
No,
I mean, but look, we expect Max Holloway to be dominant. He was dominant.
You expected that?
No, but in Toronto when he dominated Brian Ortega. I mean, did anybody expect Ortega to get dominated by Max Holloway in Toronto? I mean, I expected it. I expected Max Holloway to put on that kind of clinic. Because Max can fight guys with the body type and the structure.
I have a more important problem.
A cater.
I have a more important problem.
Huh.
We'll talk about it. We have to hit this break. I have to
He just can't
head.
Fight Valisky or whatever. That guy's body type and rugby player, the old school.
I have to rip somebody.
Mass.
That just started following me on Instagram.
Who's ripping you?
No, I'm going to rip them. I'm gonna delete
What's
it.
Going on? What are you doing?
I'll explain it.
Your heart rate's... I'm worried.
I'll explain it when I return.
Oh, no.
It might be time for Queer Eye for the Sports Guy. It might be.
What?
Because it's Mick Ferrari related.
Okay. Get him on the phone.
We'll get to it when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. Be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Don Maynard. I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, One great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Earl Morrow, quarterback of the Colts and the Miami Dolphins during the championship years. And you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Sometimes you got to tell the sport. We're sitting here telling stories and stuff.
Oh, we're back live?
We're back live.
While we got distracted, I was talking to my boy Nate Dogg.
Yeah, well, we were talking about the Washington football Redskins as well.
So. Yeah, but that's the machine shop. That's the best place. And I know he's mad at me because I shaved my beard this week. You know, there's like a bearded brotherhood I violated the code and I shaved my beard bald. I was like a bald eagle. It's very patriotic. And I feel naked and the wind hurts. And I'm sorry, Nate. I'm sorry that I gave up on our brotherhood.
I will agree that it does hurt. Just having to look at that mug is very hurtful.
And he came in with samples. He's got the best products. I mean, the local St. Pete, downtown Central machine shop.
Beard supplies.
Nathan Lastinger.
Right.
And you know what Nate did a few years ago?
He actually just followed me. I know what
he followed you on Twitter, but you know what he actually did? He started his uncle or somebody in his family. It has a Guinness Book of World Record for taking a canoe, two-man tandem canoe, from the Minnesota down to the Gulf of Mexico via the Mississippi River.
And this is Nate's uncle?
And he went and did the same thing. He did it 4 years ago, 3 years ago.
Nate's uncle is in the Guinness Book?
His uncle is. His buddy's uncle.
His buddy's uncle. So his buddy's uncle and I are brothers because we're both in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Well, so. Me too.
You've never proved it.
I am a Guinness Book of World Record holder.
You're a Guinness Book of World Record liar.
I've never made a mistake. No, I admit I never made a mistake in the pizza industry. And then yesterday I forgot an order. And the little guy came in the car and he came in, took the plaque, got back and drove away.
Again, I have proof that I'm in the Guinness Book of World Record.
I was part of the Safety Harbor.
Oh, that's such a
largest watermelon eating competition. I was one of 353 participants, along with my daughters and my wife, and I was eating a junk food.
You know, I believe, you know, now that you said that stupid one, I'm in the Guinness Book of Records twice. I forgot.
For what?
I did the same stupid thing that you did.
It's not stupid.
It's stupid.
It's a record.
It's asinine. I did it at Los Angeles. It was before a UFC, I believe, and they did the world's largest Michael Jackson Thriller day.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I did that.
That's by far the coolest thing you've ever done in your career.
No, the coolest thing is when I fire you again.
Well,
it'll almost top the first two times you've been fired.
Can you wait till after the UFC or the bare knuckle boxing? I really want to meet Paige VanZant. Don't ruin this for me.
I could say so many things. just in case the BKFC and David Feldman and everybody's listening, I'm going to just leave that alone.
Man. But seriously, Nate's a great friend, longtime friend. If you want to get trimmed up, look good, feel good, go see my boy, the machine
shop. His beard.
And I'll have a beard back in a few weeks, and I'll try those products out and the beard oil and all the manly things that make me smell so good. And I'm so ashamed.
I'm ashamed of you. So, thank you. Rivers retired.
Which one?
Left
who's Rivers?
L.A., went to Indianapolis, played 1 year.
Oh, Philip Rivers. That guy's the biggest choke artist of all choke artists.
He is up there.
I mean, who would – he should do, like, hot dog eating competitions because those guys choke too.
He's up there.
I mean, he can't win anything.
He's up there.
He should never play the Powerball.
I think Drew Brees is up there too.
Drew won a Super Bowl. He pushed through.
Yeah, one time.
But he's still – which Brett Favre got one.
I think until you have more Super Bowls than Tom Brady, then you fall under the choke.
Well, nobody's ever going to have more than Tom Brady.
Never.
I mean, if he gets another one this year, he just is a different level of GOAT. He'll be up there with my boy Hogan.
I think – why do you keep saying that?
Because it irritates you, and I love it.
It's not – it's just – so many times, and you have said this, so many times you say stuff just to piss me off.
Well, that's 92% of my itinerary.
That's if I knew that, that would be okay. I don't know when the other 8% is.
That's beautiful. That's what makes me the master.
So if I knew that you actually believed that Terry is the goat, you know, then I could argue with you. But when you just do it to, you know, be you, that bothers me.
Well, that's like the element of surprise. You never know.
He's in the conversation.
But see, that's what makes it so unique. You just never know. Oh, here comes a big fight.
It's
turn your TVs on now. This is the UFC live on ESPN. They're coming from Fight Island. Neil Magny walking to the cage.
This truly is a very big fight.
But does this change, like, look at the people in the crowd. Yeah, it looks like a real UFC.
What do you mean it looks like a real UFC?
The rest of them look like the TV show, like the
Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah, and the Contender Series, where it's like a private, you know, at the Apex, 25-foot ring or octagon, not 30-foot, like the standard operating, you know, protocol.
Limited seating fans.
But,
you know, but there are some fans.
But if you're a fighter, don't you look forward to the back days where, like, there was a big buildup, it was one event, and then there was after parties and the whole – everybody migrated to Vegas to party and, like, be a part of that weekend. Like, this is just a midday fight. I mean, it's midday over here, I guess. So it's nighttime over there, right?
It's, I believe, 9 hours ahead. So it's midnight.
Okay. Because isn't that just as important to the fighter, like the lifestyle of being?
First of all, back in the day when they had all that stupidness.
That's not stupidness. No, that's the fun
part.
Hold
on a second. The after parties and all that. They fought in Mississippi. They were in Biloxi, Mississippi. They fought in Connecticut. They fought at Atlantic City. Always in Vegas.
Trump Towers, right?
The one that I remember was on the boardwalk. So it wasn't at Trump Towers. It was whatever that arena is on the boardwalk.
But in the beginning, Donald Trump allowed the
that was him. Yeah.
He allowed his fights to the UFC to operate there. Because without the Donald Trump, UFC might not even have taken off like it did.
Again, if my dad had breasts, he'd be my mom. What do you mean if? If somebody else would have done the same thing that Trump did, then they'd be at the same spot. If somebody else that wasn't named Stephen Bonner or Forrest Griffin had the same fight at the finale of The Ultimate Fighter, they'd be in the same spot.
Would Stephen Bonner and Forrest Griffin both got 50,000 bonuses, in your opinion, for that fight of a lifetime?
If it wasn't Stephen Bonner and Forrest
Griffin? No, but like, sure, if you watch that fight, both of them got fight of the night?
Absolutely.
Because it was equal back and forth. They both were just slugging it out.
I believe at some point in my life, I thought Stephen Bonner won the fight.
Comes your boy Michael Chiesa.
So, yes, if at the end of a fight, it's close. I'm not even saying it doesn't even have to be. I'm going to change a little bit.
Okay.
It can still be 30-27.
Okay.
It can still be 50-45.
Okay.
But because you can win a round by literally one punch,
sure.
By one takedown, by one. If you can sit back and legitimately say that was a close fight, but yeah, fighter A won, that can be fight of the night. But if you can say at that fight last Saturday night when Max Holloway fought, Max Holloway didn't only not lose a round, he didn't lose a minute of that fight.
Yeah, right.
He didn't lose a second of that fight.
Well, that's what Khabib's career has been. Khabib's never lost a round. He's always been the dominant fighter throughout. He just hasn't had the level of competition.
And that matters.
Of course it matters. Of course.
And so
look at Mike Chiesa.
John Jones, who has fought better talent, higher level talent,
right,
and it's been closer fights, to me still gets the nod over Khabib beating you 15 times.
Khabib might beat me. I would say could beat me. Yeah, he might. If my dad had boobs, he would be my mom, too.
This goes back to the 92%.
He's got the Tiger King tattoo. Look.
Of course, we've talked about it.
I know.
That dude got pardoned.
Who did?
The Tiger guy.
I heard he did. Because Trump pardoned Lil Wayne and Kodak
like
Black.
Like 92 people. And what I saw yesterday is
if he pardoned Joe Exotic, that would be epic.
I think he did.
That's the greatest presidential move of all presidential
moves.
And
I did hear something about that he doesn't have to divulge all of his pardons.
Oh, really?
So he can do others that can come back like in 6 months.
Oh.
And so if somebody ends up going to court or whatever, they whip that out and slap it on the table.
Wow.
And it's been pardoned. So supposedly, allegedly. I don't really care. I haven't paid
much
attention.
Look at Chiesa, 170.
We are about ready to get the Michael Chiesa Neil Magny fight going right now. Top of the hour. We'll see everybody on the other side. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Snap Zone.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Sean Salisbury with ESPN, talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.